This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Rochelle Tarfman Perez, and she has a brand new book called The 3 P's for Potty. Rochelle, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going pretty good. Thanks, Zach.
Anytime. And I'm glad you're here to talk a little bit of the 3 P's for Potty. I'm very curious. Tell me all about this book.
Okay, well, it's not a traditional potty training book. You know, a lot of the potty training books are actually, you know, 99% of them out there work with kids to help them feel comfortable using the potty. You know, maybe there's some insecurities or they're just scared or, you know, whatever the issue is, you know, they need a little bit of help. So a lot of the potty training books out there are geared towards just that, you know, helping young children feel comfortable going on the potty. Whereas my book is focusing more on behavior while you're there. So it's more of a, these are the do's and don'ts kind of thing.
Like don't move as much as you should, you know, don't get off the toilet kind of thing. A little more of like what to be doing when you're on the toilet.
Basically, yes.
So now, you know, I mean, how does this compare to like a book like Everybody Poops?
Well, that is true. Everybody does poop. Well, I think, you know, Everybody Poops focuses on, you know, animals, people, you know, insects. I think everybody poops. So it's to teach children you don't have to be afraid of it. It's just a natural process that we go through daily, hopefully daily.
And, you know, how does this help your kids, this book?
Well, right now I have a 3-year-old and she loves the book. She reads it or wants me to read it to her all the time. She was actually my inspiration for the book.
Tell me about that.
Well, because she would always want to bring little toys into the bathroom with her, and either by accident or, you know, just to be funny, she would want to throw her toys into the toilet. And it got a little old, you know. So we had to have some discussions about that. And I thought, you know, this might actually be a good idea. I mean, you know, when I started looking into it, I'm like, most potty training books don't cover this. They don't cover what you do when you're there. It's more of, you know, the toilet is not a scary place.
They kind of left it up to the parents to kind of decide that.
Exactly. So after lots of fishing out toys from the toilet, I said, okay, well, let's do this. And so then I started developing a character, which is Gia, the cute little purple haired girl. And I had some fun with that. You know, I put her together and created her parents and then created the idea for this book, which I think it turned out a lot better than I had anticipated.
You know, so you have a degree in counseling psychology.
Yes, I
do. Is there any psychology behind the fact that somebody, you know, that a child would be throwing toys into the toilet, or like that they'll be acting out in such a way, or is it just because they don't know better?
Yeah, I think that's going a little too deep into it. I think it's just they don't know better. They think, oh, you know, I'm going to be funny and see if this is an okay thing to do and see what mommy does or see what daddy does or, you know, whoever's, you know, taking care of them at the time. And then when they're told, no, 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 we don't throw that stuff in the toilet because guess what? We're going to plug it up and it's going to be very bad. You know, some kids get it right away, as you know, and some kids don't. So, I mean, this was just kind of a fun idea to help kids, you know. I mean, basically Gia is going through P words with mom, you know, is this okay? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some emotions there, you know, mom gets a little frustrated with her and puts her hand on her head and, you know, mom shows some emotions towards Gia and Gia's just kind of like laughing and like, ah, ha, 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 you know, I'm being silly. And, Or maybe she just doesn't really understand. I mean, that's really up to the reader to decide whether she is being silly or is she just trying to figure this whole thing out.
Now, this is your first book that you've ever written, and especially this is a children's book. Was were you excited to get into the children's author space, or was this a little bit of a challenge to get this book out?
I think I was kind of excited to see what I could put together. You know, it was definitely a challenge. I mean, the learning curve for this was very, very high because I started out by drawing it by hand and putting the whole thing together on paper and coloring it in colored pencil. And then I looked at it and said, you know, that's just not bright enough. That's not bold enough. So then I had to teach myself how to use some digital drawing software. And that was interesting. That was very interesting.
But, you know, you got it out there and, you know, and it's great that people now can enjoy the book and are able to learn from it too and help their own kids with it. You know, right. Did you want this to kind of be a guide to help out other parents, or was this more of a way for the kids to kind of, you know, to learn themselves?
You know, I'd love for it to be both. I'd love it for the kids to have a resource that, you know, it's kind of funny, it's humorous, it's very light, you know, and hopefully they're learning something from it. You know, this is what you can put in, this is what you can't put into the toilet kind of thing. And then for the parents, you know, they can read this to their children and have a little fun with it. They can ask them questions. Okay, well, what do you think is good? And what do you think isn't good? Is this, you know, is this okay? Is this not okay? What do you think? It'd be nice for it to be a good conversation starter, if you will.
What has the response been, you know, from parents? Have you spoken to parents who've read this book?
I have. Some of them really like it. I've had some really good reviews that have been done online. Onlinebookclub.org. I have a couple of really good book reviews over there. And on, I think it's the kidsbookreview.com. There's a really good book review on my book there too. So I think I've been getting a pretty positive response.
We are talking to Rochelle Tarfman Perez about the book, The 3 P's for Potty. What is next for you as an author? Are you going to dive a little deeper into like the things not to do in a shower? Is that next?
That's an interesting idea. I actually do have a second book that's almost ready. It's a different focus, but it's still using the same character. Kind of want to do maybe more of a series with Gia as the focal character. And I don't know. You know, we'll see where things go with it.
What do you want readers to get from the book?
I just want it to be something fun, you know, a fun little book that they can read together. You know, I mean, there aren't a lot of hard words in the book, so it could be one of those first reader books as well, where the children can, you know, kind of learn some sight words. They can learn some phonics. I want it to be a tool and something fun to do.
Well, you know what? I'm excited for kids to learn the 3 P's for pottying, which, by the way, I'm curious, what are the 3 P's?
Well, Zach, unfortunately, I can't tell you that.
Oh, damn. I was thinking maybe I could get like a little bit out of you about that.
Yeah.
But I guess
my readers
not.
Are going to have to get the book to find out.
Fine. We'll wait.
If I give it away now, then why would we read it, right?
We will wait. We will wait then to read the book. 3 P's for Potty. Where can people check it out?
Well, it is available on Amazon.com as a Kindle book and as a paperback. It's also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Lulu.com, HarperCollins, Google Books. It's pretty much all over online, mostly as an ebook, but Barnes & Noble and Amazon have paperback as well. And there's a coloring page in the back of the book, too, for kids to do some coloring of Gia and have some fun with it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool to know. And, you know, where can people check out you online? Where can they find more about the author?
Well, my website is HTTPS, RochelleTarfmanPerez.com. Very simple. Just my name, no dashes. And they can also look me up on Facebook as well.
Well, Rochelle, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything and best of luck with the book. Again, it's called 3 P's for Potty. You can check it out on Amazon and everywhere you get books. Thanks again, Rochelle. Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
it. Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.